Come on, y'all, make some noise. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there. Here we go. I was young.
What?
Said I've never
been in a place,
but I never, ever, ever
seen the once again. This time I'm strong, no matter how long, I'm holding on. I've been here before, I've seen your face. I know in my heart, you don't make mistakes. So whatever it is, you're taking me through. This time I won't be moved. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen the righteous forsaken. I've never seen the righteous. I've lost some friends and some things throughout this trial. I've gained wisdom and confidence. I'm better now, 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 now.
I've been here before. Mm. I've seen your face.
Yes, I have.
And know in my heart.
Know in my heart.
You don't make mistakes.
No, 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 no.
So
whatever
it is.
Hey. You're taking me through.
I won't be moved. I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
I've never
seen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken.
No.
Praise. Everybody, come on. You can do better than that. Give God some praise. How many know that God has been good to you? He's worthy of all the praise. Good morning, good morning, good morning to all of you that are here, all of you that are listening in through social media or by your cars or whatever. Amen. This is the day, again, that the Lord has made, and he has told us to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Truly, today is a wonderful day. Let us worship the Holy Spirit into this place. Amen.
Church, let's bless him, let's bless him. Come on, stand to your feet. Let's give the Lord a great big shout out. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Come on, let's shout it out, saints. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, the name. me ask you a question this morning. Oh, what's his name? 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 You call him. You call him. Bless that wonderful name of. Oh, bless that name of the Lord. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name. Help me call him one more time. What's his name? What's his name? What's his name? What's his name? Do you know his name? Do you know his name? Do you know his name? Do you ever call him? Do you ever call him? Do you ever call him? Do you call him? Won't he answer? Won't he answer? Won't he answer? Won't he answer? What's that wonderful name of Jesus? Bless that wonderful name. Woo! Come on. Let's have a little church. Let's have a little church. What's his name? What's his name? What's his name? Do you ever call? Do you ever call? Do you ever call? Do you ever call him? Come on and praise the church. I done got tired now. Oh, bless the Lord. Woo! Do you ever just get a shout in you? You get a shout all over you? Get a shout in your feet sometime? To God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to shout out. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to just praise him. You ought to just praise him. I know we're on Edgar's time. Amen. Come on, give God some praise, y'all. Somebody ought to shout thank you. Amen. He's been, New Hope, he's been too good to me. I didn't just wait till I get old. Well, I didn't just wait till I get to be a senior person. Mr. Holmes, why are you laughing? I didn't just wait to get to be a senior person for the Lord been good to me. Amen. While stupid and crazy, he kept me. Somebody ought to say amen. Oh yeah, I know he kept you too. Amen. Our scripture lesson this morning. Phone to work and it quit working. It done got happy. Okay, here we go. Amen. Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Thing to show up got happy. Crazy. Verses 1 through 11. Amen. It put it on the screen. I'll read it off the screen. Okay. You had to shout it out. I got it. Okay, I got it. Samsung got happy. Amen. That's just something about the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Me and the Lord have a good time. I don't know about y'all. We laugh all the way up and down the road sometime. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Our lesson for today. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward an hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered, said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taking him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, said unto him, "Thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time they shall dash thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Said unto him, "All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then said Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Verse 11. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. So readeth the word of the Lord in the presence of the people of God this morning. And may his word find a place, rest in these hearts, souls, and minds of ours. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, O God, that thou hast been good to us. You brought us and you kept us. And for that, dear Lord, we are grateful this morning. Thank you. For we feel your presence already, dwelling in this place and moving on these, the altars of our hearts. We thank you, Master, for every good and every good gift. But we know that they come from you. You continue to walk with us and talk with us, and you continue to... Your arms of protection are always around us, and your hand of mercy, O God, is always on us. For that, we are grateful this morning. Bless, Lord God, our pastor in his absence. Pray that thou wouldest keep him, O Lord, and return him unto us safe. according to your holy word. Bless this your manservant, Elder Kitchens, that will come this morning and say words that you've already given unto him. Bless us that we might receive a blessing through your word today. These men that will sing, O Lord, bless them, that they may lift you in song this morning and you will be glorified in everything. Do it for us, Master. We'll give you the glory. Praise and honor shall always be thine. And we believe you now. In Jesus' name we thank you and we pray, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. If there are any out there, you might let them in. Amen. As we prepare now to listen on this day as the male chorus honor today, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We try to dress the part. Amen. Y'all say amen. We look pretty good, amen. Come on, male chorus.
You know that I'm your child, and I'm doing the best that I can. While my way seems so hard, you know I just don't understand. Oh Lord, I need right now. Continue to run for Jesus, even if I got to run alone, because it's my determination to make God's beautiful heaven my home. Oh Lord, I need right now. I travel from place to place. Many times I'm treated so bad. But when I sit and think about, I can't miss the friend that we never had. Oh Lord, I need my hand. Right now, right now, right now. To hold me, Lord. If you don't hold me, I will surely fall. But if you hold me, everything will be alright. Hold me, Jesus. Somebody needs you to be a Dr. Jesus. Somebody needs you to be a lawyer. Somebody lying on that. They say
Everybody, come on and give God some praise. Amen, amen. Truly, He is worthy of all of the praises. Amen. We give honor today to God, who is our Heavenly Father. Again, to the Holy Spirit, who is our Comforter and our Guide. Amen. To my pastor, Dr. Steed, in his absence today. Amen. To all of the ministers, to the deacons, mothers, members, and friends. Amen. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord one more time? Amen. The word of God says, where there's two or three gathered in my name, there I would be in the midst. I don't know about you, but I'm happy when God touched me this morning and I felt the blood still running warm in my veins. Amen, amen. Again, we give honor to our pastor in his absence, to First Lady Sister Steed. Amen, to my wife in her absence as well. Amen, amen. Pray much for our pastor. He's traveling today. I think he'll be back in tomorrow. Amen. He had to attend a funeral on yesterday. Amen. So pray much that God will give him family traveling grace that they may arrive safely back home. Amen. Keep in mind that you never know when your day may come, and you may need someone to pray for you. All of us need somebody praying for us. I used to hear an old person say one time years ago, I'm glad my mama prayed for me. Amen. Had it not been mama praying for me, I don't know where I would be today. Amen. 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 Again, let us bear all of our announcements in mind and govern ourselves accordingly. As Elder Bradshaw was stating earlier, this month is the month of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Amen. And our hats off to all of those. Do we have any cancer survivors in here? Amen. Amen. Our hats off to all of the women that have experienced breast cancer in the past. Amen. And God has brought you through. Some have gone on home, but there's still some that can truly say that the Lord is good. Amen. And His mercy endured forever. So as we celebrate in our attire today, amen, let us be mindful of those who are dealing with breast cancer. Amen. And anybody had a birthday, pastor wanted to ask, in the month of October. Deacon Burks. Amen, amen. We say happy birthday to Deacon Burks.
Amen. I think he's about 20 years older than I am. Amen. Look, Colin. Amen. How old are you, Colin? 10. Colin's 10. Happy birthday, Colin. Amen. Colin's twice my age. Amen. 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 Anybody has an anniversary in the month of October? Amen. Bro Green. Amen. How many years? How many? 32. Amen. My sister? 34. Amen. Yes. 55. Lord have mercy. Yes, Lord. And I have one too, Sister Kitchens, and I've been married 37 years this month. Amen. So we thank God. One behind us. Brother Walden. 53. All right. My goodness. Amen. The 55s and 53s. That was way before my time. Amen. Amen. We thank God for all of you, and we wish you many, many more birthdays and many, many more anniversaries. Amen. Continue to pray for those that are on our prayer and concern list. In particular, keep Deacon Johnson lifted up in our prayers. Sister Johnson, who I see here this morning, amen. It's good to see you, Mother. Amen. Amen. Keep them lifted up, that God will give them strength in these days and time. Continue to lift up the Armstrong family, the Smith family, the Stewart family. Amen. And keep Deacon Sams and I think I saw Deacon Rivers here this morning. Keep them lifted in your prayers as well. And all those that are on our concern list, those that we know about and those that we may not have information on. Amen. Amen. This is a wonderful time. I'm glad to see so many faces. Amen. Amen. I'm glad to have my wife back as well. I shared with the early service, Sister Nellie. I know the restaurants love me. Amen. I'm no cook by no means. Amen. I'm glad Sister Kitchens is back. She's been gone about a month. Amen. She had to go home and handle some business with her mother and her grandmother. And pray much for that family, that God will give them wisdom and strength in these days to come. Amen, amen. So we thank God for giving her traveling grace to arrive back home safely. I can't wait to get some black-eyed peas and some cornbread. Amen. That other stuff that we think is good for us, the McDonald's and all that chicken grease stuff, Mother Bostick, that stuff is long gone now. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that she's back. Amen. We praise God for. Amen. At this time, we're going to ask our choir to come once again. And from there, we will hear from heaven. Amen.
Just before the choir comes, good morning. How are you all doing this morning? Oh, y'all sound sleepy like me. How y'all doing this morning? Good. Listen, before we get started, they forgot the announcement this morning, but we just want to let you know that our choir day is next Sunday, both services. And if you're unfamiliar with our choir day, basically all the choirs come together and we sing, you know, a couple of songs. Normally, we would have a big concert, but because of the pandemic, we did not. However, all choir members are asked to be in rehearsal this Thursday at 7 p.m. We are practicing social distancing. We are wearing masks. We have wipes. We have hand sanitizer. We got cans of Lysol. The only thing we're missing is EMTs just in case. But we have everything else here for you guys. Choir Day is next Sunday. Tell a friend, tell an enemy to come on out and worship with us next Sunday. Well, we got to get them to the church first. We're going to get them to rehearsal. All choir members, Thursday, 7 p.m. rehearsal. Sunday, we're going to celebrate both services. Please come out and celebrate with us. If you're still scared to sing, meaning being in close proximity, being 6 feet, we do understand, but we still want you there. All, no, let me just see y'all for a second, Sunday men. All choir members, rehearsal is Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. All right, gentlemen, let's give them this last song, and we're going to get out the way for Reverend Kitchens.
Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. How many of y'all know that he's worthy to be praised this morning? See, I don't know about you guys, but I'm thankful that the God has cleaned me up, gave me a second chance to get my life together. Yeah. Yeah. I gotta clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. Yeah. Clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. Help me, fellas. I gotta clean up what I messed up. Starting my life over again. Yeah. Yes, I do, y'all. Ooh, we y'all
started my life over again.
Listen, 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 listen. I made up my mind, I ain't cheating no more. Cause a liar and a cheater can't make it through that door. I got to, yes I do, y'all. Ooh. Do y'all? Ooh, we y'all.
Over again.
I made up my mind. I ain't running no more. I'm going back to church. I'm gonna walk right through that door. I got it. Yes, I do, y'all. Ooh. One more verse, y'all. I made up my mind, I ain't cheating no more. Because a cheater can't make it through that door. I got a yes, I do, y'all. Ooh.
So now that you got the words to the song, it says, clean up what I messed up. Some of y'all messed up this morning. Some of y'all messed up yesterday. Some of us been messing up all week. So no matter what's going on in your life, you can always go back to God and clean it up, right? Now, y'all know I like to move, right? So since I done ate this hearty breakfast, I need to get these pounds off of me that I just finished eating. So what I want everybody to do, y'all see the mail course rocking this way, right? Whether you standing up or sitting down, all I want you to do is just rock with us, and we all gonna sing together. Now, Jerron, we gonna give them some riding music. Y'all know what that is, where that groove where you just sway back and forth. We in church, it's okay to move. Y'all ready? And we gonna sing clean up. Give me that groove. Here we go. And I got what?
I got to clean up.
What?
What I messed up.
Come on, you got it. And
start my life over again.
All right, let them sing it. Let's hear y'all. Come on. Oh, we got some singers. I'm scouting. Here we go. Let me have just a kick drum. Let me hear y'all again. Everybody, come on. Yeah, you got it. Come on. Don't y'all feel so much better?
Starting my life over again.
Yeah.
Amen. Give God another hand clap of praise. Amen. Truly, He is worthy of all of the praises. Again, we give honor to God, who is our Heavenly Father, to the Holy Spirit, again, who is our Comforter and our Guide. My pastor, Dr. Steed, amen. I'm elated that I was chosen to speak today. Amen. And I count it a joy and privilege to be able to stand here, because there could have been many, many more. Amen. And I thank God for my pastor, Dr. Steve. Amen, amen. Scripture has been read. Amen. I'm just going to read one scripture. That will be verse 10. Verse 10. And it reads, then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Our Father and our God, again, we thank you for this hour, this privilege. We thank you now, Lord, for your grace and mercy. We thank you again, Lord, for just showering down your Holy Spirit. Now come, Holy Spirit, sup with us, manifest your spirit within us. And oh God, right now, send your anointing power to fall fresh on all of us, that Father, we receive what you have for us. Remove this, your servant, the man behind your cross, that in the end you would get the glory, and that your name would be glorified, your name would be magnified. We thank you and give you honor and glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Every heart say amen, amen, amen. 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 We want to use as a thought today, overcoming temptation. Overcoming temptation. I think if the truth be told, all of us at some point in time in all of our lives has had to deal with this in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Amen? Amen. Most of us are aware of the fact, Sister McGee, that we are called as Christians to live a separate, holy, and sanctified life apart from the world. Are y'all going to pray with me? Now, one thing I've learned, Elder Bradshaw, is that I must be in this world as long as God allows me to live. I must live in this world. But in order to live a sanctified, separated life in Christ Jesus, I must set myself apart from the things of this world. Are y'all going to pray with me? I realize that in order to live this Christian life, Mother Bostic, it's a life that we cannot live on our own. It takes the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to come and dwell down on the inside of us. Are y'all praying with me? And if the Holy Spirit is dwelling down on the inside of us, we allow the Holy Spirit to live for us. Now, I've heard people say that I can live this Christian life on my own, but I declare, if the truth be told, that none of us can live this Christian life on our own. There are individuals who will tell you to your face that you are no good. There are people that will stand you right in the face and call you all kinds of names but a child of God. There are people that will stand toe to toe with you and let you know that you're no good. I stop by to let each of us know that there is something special about you as an individual. Huh? There's something miraculously that happened some years ago, and unlike anything else, the day you were born, there was something that happened. The Bible says we were marvelously, Mother Bostic, created to be what God would have us to be. Are y'all going to pray with me? And because of that, we are special. Oh, y'all ought to help me just for a moment. We are special. We are special. Well, what makes you special? Well, there's nobody upon this universe. There are some similarities, but there's nobody that looks exactly like you or I. Are y'all going to pray with me? I've heard in the past that you look like Jackson. Ain't no way in the world God made me like Jackson, huh? God made me into his way that he wanted me personally to be made. Are y'all gonna pray with me? God made you personally. You were his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus.
And none of us are where we are today had it not been for the grace of the Lord. Are y'all going to pray with me? So we must be in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. Elder, I am reminded that God knows our strengths. He knows our struggles. He knows our testing points. And a lot of times I've discovered here lately that in the midst of testing times, there is a time called isolation. Somebody say isolation. Isolation takes place in the testing period, Elder Bradshaw, because sometimes God has to isolate us. Are y'all going to pray with me? And God has to isolate us to the fact that we can't do nothing but listen for his voice. Are y'all going to pray with me? Isolation during the testing time. Sometimes God has to take us through the wilderness. Sometimes God has to get in our innermost being, find out where we are in our Christian walk. So isolation takes place. But in the midst of isolation, there comes a time where we are, Deacon Kimber, alone with God. And sometimes when we are alone with God, that's when God can speak to us the most. That's when, Sister Holman, God begins to reveal his will in us and through us and around us. Are y'all going to pray with me? There will always be many temptations and snares in all of our lives. I have discovered, and I read this in one of Spurgeon's books, and I wrote it down there, that opportunity, Brother Green, may knock once, but temptation bangs on our front door for a lifetime. Are y'all praying with me? Temptation comes to us right in our front doors of our homes. Are y'all going to pray with me? You say, well, kitchen, why, how do you know that it comes into the front doors of our home? Well, if you watch television, come on, somebody, it's in your home. Are y'all praying with me? If you go on the internet, it's in your home. Are y'all going to pray with me? If you go to the movies or watch movies on TV, temptation is right there in our homes. Are y'all going to pray with me? And then the good thing about it, I found something out. God revealed something to me, Mother Johnson. God revealed to me that when it comes to you directly in front of you, it becomes attractive and convincing. Are y'all with me? When I say attractive, it be so attractive that everything that sounds good, everything that looks good may not be good for us. Share it with the young people some time ago. Be very, very careful, especially the young ladies, of how you portray your so-called boyfriend. And I don't need to go there and stay there too long, but be very careful. Just because back in my day, if you were kind of... I wanted to make sure there wasn't nobody in here. In the day, if your legs wasn't wide, I'm talking about the men, they call them bow leg. Are y'all with me? Y'all going quiet on me. If you didn't have the bow leg and if you wasn't sort of high yellow, amen, now I didn't have no use for you. But I thank God, amen, that I wasn't none of them. Amen. God wondrously made me, Mother Hannah. He wonderfully fixed me into the way he wanted me to be. And then down through the years, Elder Bradshaw, I can testify that he sent me who he wanted me to be with. Are y'all gonna pray with me? So young people, be very, very careful. Young boys, be very, very careful how you pick your girlfriends. Huh? That girl that you think is better than all the rest may not be the one for you. Be very, very careful. My brothers and my sisters, although we've got to live in this world, and I'm almost through, Brother Jackson, although we've got to live in this world, God and Satan are at battle. Huh? It's not us that's battling with Satan. But the Bostic is God and Satan. That's why the Bible requires us to put on the whole armor of God so that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood, but against principality. The rulers of these dark ages. It's not us in the battle. That's why he tells us to put on our protective garments. That's why we have to put on the breastplate, the helmet of salvation, the shoes of preparation that shods our feet. And we have to gear up in the battle. We can't fight the battle all by ourselves. You see, we don't have to wait. And that's the good thing about it, church. We don't have to wait until the end to see who will win. God has already defeated Satan. It is Satan who opposes, and it is him who seeks to sift all of us out and to destroy us into eternal darkness. Eternal darkness. But thanks be to God, it was by the blood of Jesus, somebody ought to say amen, that we has been bought with a price. I no longer, Deacon Kimball, belong to myself. I no longer belong to this world, but I belong to my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Been bought by his blood. So, Elder Bradshaw, that's what we was talking about in Sunday school. No longer do we have to think about who God is. We really have to praise him for who he is and what he has done. I text today, my brothers and sisters, Jesus has just been baptized. If you would go back into some preceding chapters of our lesson today, Jesus had been baptized. He had immediately came up from the waters. Are y'all praying with me? The heavens were open. I'm back in chapter 3. Of Matthew 4, the heavens was open to him, and he saw the Spirit of God. And what was it done? It was descending like a dove and a lightning upon him. I'm talking about Jesus. But then the Bible says, suddenly there is a voice that came from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Are y'all going to pray with me? This is when Jesus has been anointed. Now, I must pause and tell you, it don't matter If you've been anointed, how many times you've been anointed, you can preach and teach all this, saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, but that doesn't exempt any of us from being tempted by the devil. Are y'all praying with me? Our text picks up today. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. Now, I must piggyback off of this. Remember earlier I said in the testing period, there comes a time where we all come into grips with the isolation period. In the season of testing, there comes a time where we, as a people of